Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, George Binks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Gettle. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost bunts towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoskey moves to second. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fain is thrown out after the base hit. McCoskey scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards second. Suter fields it and throws to Fain, who tags Mitchell for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive towards short. Joost catches it and throws to second to double up Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive towards third. Majeski catches it and throws to first to double up Gettle. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. Binks strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovic. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. Flores strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovic, who is chasing the ball. McCoskey reaches third base with a triple. Majeski scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby pinch hits for Al Gettle. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovic hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Stevens now pitching. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 2 in the game. Binks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Binks reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Binks moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Chapman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0-for-2 in the game. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flores moves to third. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming pinch hits for Brian Stevens. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Eddie Bachman now playing third base. Jack Conway now playing second base. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Binks for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Chapman strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 3 in the game. Flores strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to second. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Binks hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Boudreau moves to third. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Pat Seary pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary takes first base on ball 4. Peck moves to second. Red Embry pinch runs for Pat Seary. Bob Savage now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 4 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.